Course Dozier and Associates, located on the square there in Yaleville. Travis, tell us about your experience this morning.
Well, it was quite an experience. We came in about 6 o'clock this morning and had about 2 inches of standing water in the lowest part of our building, and a little bit of damage on the middle part as far as just some water. We're able to get it pushed out and into the street and stuff in about an hour, and then it was a matter of just kind of drying up and shop back and getting things cleaned up. And you know, just about everybody around the square, at least on the north side and the, I guess it'd be the east side, had some water in their buildings.
How did you know? Did someone give you a call this morning, or did you just wake up?
Yeah, I got a text at about a quarter till six of a video of water running down the back alley where we park. And that got me alerted that there was something going on. And like I said, it took me about 15 minutes to get here. And by that time, the water in the back had pretty well receded. And it was just what had been left inside. But it was probably a good foot up the outside wall when it was coming at full strength from the videos I've seen.
And, of course, all the water has receded at this time.
All the water's receded off the alleyways. The town branch that runs right here through town is still running pretty good. And they still have the roads closed that go across the low water bridges here in town, because those will take a little bit to come down. But for the most part, everything has receded back into its natural bay.
You just renovated your office building.
We did. I told the girls this morning. I said, "Girls, it's been 6 months. We just needed a good deep clean, and so we'll just do it now."
Estimated damage. I mean, are you functionable? I mean, are you going to be able to open your office and take care of your clients?
We're going to be fine. Yes, I don't anticipate really any damage. It didn't get above the baseboards. I don't think there's any sheetrock damage. The floor we put in is a waterproof floor, so as long as that water wasn't standing on here for a long period of time, they're good. So don't anticipate any damage. We're not doing any business today, but I anticipate we will open and be in full service tomorrow.
You know, we spoke with Mayor Sean Lane earlier this morning, and he said that he thinks that the water topped that 100-year mark or 100-pin mark.
Yeah, I believe that. I've not seen anything like that in town